This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time now for our talk radio review, a roundup of the items the Talkers Magazine say are big stories from this past week, and also the people who are on the list, too. Speaking of people joining our ensemble here today on this overview is Walter Sterling, a Westwood One weekend talk show host. You can hear him at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday night. Great radio stations all around the country. Speaking of great, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show are here as well to comment on these stories, along with Richard F. McFadden, who is at the controls in our studio in Washington.
What's the F?
That's what I'm wondering.
Frank. It's Foxy. Foxy.
Okay, let's go through the stories. The usual at number 10. Gobbledygook about sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I find the number 9 item to be, for me anyway, we all judge these things as to how they affect us or impact us. The passing of Aretha Franklin, for me, is the most significant story of the week. And so with all the attention given to her and her music, we all are radio veterans here. Probably Walter and I have the longest run. You've been a program. Were you ever a jock? I don't know that I ever asked you that. Were you ever a disc jockey?
I was a disc jockey for 6 years. I was bored out of my mind.
Why does that not surprise me? I loved being a jock because I wasn't a good jock because I talked too much. Program director would come into the studio and say, "Will you shut the up and play the music?" And so it was then, perhaps, that my talk career was born. Anybody who cut their teeth, as I did, Limbaugh did, a lot of the good early talk radio personalities, and Walter can talk about this, cut their teeth as disc jockeys. And I remember early on, as Aretha came into the scene, she and Brenda Lee and some of the other young girls who were teenagers, who made their mark, significant mark, early on. There was something to be said for the way they sung and the words that they were singing. So, anyway, she affected us all. She had a career that lasted over 63 years, I think, 62 years, 7 decades. And when I listen to her, I say a little prayer or think and respect and
say a little
some of the gospel stuff. Oh, my God, I have tears in my eyes. It's just so. Did you ever play, Walt? Did you ever play her music as a jock while you were bored?
Everybody played her music, and what was so impressive about her as a talent is she was preemptive. Anytime she wanted to perform, she'd get on stage, and no matter who else was up there with her, you did not want to be on that stage with her, and you sure as heck didn't want to come on after her. And that's why for years she didn't perform because she didn't have to. And then if she thought we were forgetting, she'd get on a stage, a performance, the Kennedy Center Honors. She'd go out there and be like, oh, right, the rest of us are way behind.
Yeah. I think some people got it when they saw her in the movie just went out of
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers, yeah. Right. Yeah. She was that apron and there was singing.
I showed my kids that clip last night.
Really?
Made them watch the whole scene.
Yeah. Yeah, what, they wanted to know who Aretha was and why all of the excitement
about
her. We
had an intern in here at the network yesterday watching all of the news channels on the coverage of it look up at us and go, so, who was Aretha Franklin?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And so I said, what are you working on today? And he said, I'm working on my news piece on the economy. And I said, okay, stop. And the rest of the day, you will do nothing but watch Aretha Franklin videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, you have to name 3 songs for me, Aretha Franklin, and you have to tell me some
and
of the lyrics
them.
From each one of those songs.
Yeah.
Right.
And so 6 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, Mitchell, what's your 3 songs? He spouted all 3 songs, was able to do the lyrics, and I said, great, now go home, call your parents, and tell them they're a failure.
I saw the most bizarre Aretha Franklin clip. She was on the Mike Douglas show, and she played piano for Frankie Valli.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Elton John said
her did a duet.
Elton John said of her piano playing that she was as good as I am, or something close to that. Victoria, you can maybe give me a better quote.
He said that she was very underrated with her piano playing ability, and he said actually she was his favorite pianist. So yeah. That's high praise coming from Elton John.
Yeah.
And I think that she was overlooked for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about her doing that, actually. Her voice just it overshadowed everything.
Yeah, it really did. And so the news media, the most important part of this is that Aretha Franklin is dead. So what do all the haters, the left-leaning news media, what are they all focused on? Not Aretha passing, but the fact that Fox News put up the wrong photo. It was a picture of Patti LaBelle and not Aretha Franklin.
That's Mitchell.
Oh, well.
And we're just going to call him Mitchell because that's every intern who's,
yeah.
you know, 19. No,
exactly.
Yeah. They
is.
Don't know the difference. They don't
yeah.
know
yeah.
who
it's
she
Fox
is.
One black lady singer looks the same as the next black lady singer.
They do a Google search.
Yep.
And somebody improperly tags the picture. They go, okay, this is Aretha Franklin. And they post it, and boom.
And look and sound foolish. But it is, you're right. How is it that, maybe that's the subtext of the conversation here. How is it that culturally we get this far away? This is an educational thing. Maybe it's because we don't teach music anymore in schools, thanks to the Bush administration cutting the funding for music and phys ed and stuff in the schools. But isn't this part, shouldn't we know this is part of our cultural history? Kind of like
she was a civil rights leader as much as she was an entertainer.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, she sang at Martin Luther King's funeral.
Yeah.
Her father was a very, very powerful and preacher in Detroit and had a lot to do with the civil rights movement.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't think it's educational. I think it's generational. And there are a long list of things
that I
could
talk
to you about.
Yeah. Those two problems go together.
You'd be stumped. Like
about?
Slime.
Say that again. I didn't hear all of that.
There are a lot of things I could talk to you about, which is the second biggest story of the week, which is Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson were caught making out at Heathrow Airport, and you'd go, "Who are they?" And
only
then
I
could talk to you about, and I could talk to you about the preoccupation of my teenage children, which is the manufacturing and selling of slime. That's all they care about.
Really. Okay.
It's true. Slime is really big.
Coming up next.
Got it right.
Slime on the radio. Yeah. Walter, Victoria, Jennifer, Rich, and Doug. Let me focus now for a moment on the benefits of using Calitren, Calotren. If you're in the market to lose weight, and most of us are at one point in time in our lives or another, the healthiest choice for weight loss is Calitren. Around for more than 30 years, they've been promoting healthy weight loss and the building of lean muscle on your body. Because you got to have one. You can't have one without the other. You lose the weight, you need to have the muscle to hold your body together. And the main ingredient of Calitren is collagen. Collagen is produced by our body naturally, but as we get old like Richie, your body stops producing collagen.
No kidding.
And you need to have Calitren to supplement so you have the right amount of collagen in your system. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. Protein is what makes the muscle and pushes out the fat. That's the way it works. Absolutely no adverse effects because there's no caffeine. It is completely natural and normal. Taking collagen helps stimulate your body's production, so you're going to get more. As you add this, you get more and more and more, and you can't have too much, just like you can't really have too much muscle to hold your body together. So if you want to take Calitren, lose the weight, keep it off, forget about all the other things that you're the diet systems and the food and all that stuff, just go online to toploss.com, toploss.com, Order Calitrin. If you buy three bottles, you get 10% off. More than three, you get a free bottle. Good deal. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com. Take my word for it, because I've lost 12 pounds since April using this, the steady end of weight and weight problems. Find it with Calitrin. Do toploss.com, DJV, order it now.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/talk. That's LightStream.com/talk. LightStream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You can follow the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. It's a podcast. Jennifer Horn is here as, I guess I'm coming to you because number six this week is Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great.
And you know this absolutely ticked me off.
Yeah, I figured I'd just give you the next 2 minutes to help yourself.
Well, look, I think that it is a problem when someone who represents the great state of New York goes up and says that he thinks America was never really that great. That was his comment. He said off the cuff, and then he sort of backed off of that, saying that it was a gaffe. He didn't really mean to say it. I absolutely think he meant to say it. And actually, because of the conversation we had on the DJV show in the past week, I think I've realized something, that this is not necessarily a political statement in the way that I think he thinks he'd fire up Republicans and maybe Democrats would agree with him. I actually think half, at least, of Democrats would not agree that America was never great. What I think he was trying to do is reach young people, because I think people in their 20s and maybe 30s and earlier than that were kind of raised with more of a globalist outlook. And I don't necessarily think that that's their fault or an unpatriotic thing, but I think that's how they were raised. And I think that they felt like they needed to apologize maybe more than people who are a little bit older and who realize that America has done a lot of great things, not only for people that live here, but for everyone else around the world in terms of all the wars we fought, all the blood that was spilled, because we want to protect the freedoms of this country and spread the views of democracy around the world. So I think he was actually trying to reach out to young people who might be more apt to vote for Cynthia Nixon, who's running against him from Sex and the City, who might reach those younger, more maybe socialist-minded Democrats out there. Just my two cents on why he might have made that comment.
Only a communist would make a statement like that.
No, that's not necessarily it. I just think he's reaching a certain demographic, and he did.
Right, yeah.
Oops, I didn't really mean that.
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
To anyone over 35, I didn't mean it.
Right.
If he really believes that, it also means his father failed.
Yes.
Yeah.
His dad would never have said that.
Never. 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Right. 23 after the hour. Now, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Walter Sterling is here. Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan is here with our overview. We're sort of, Richie, we're jumping around because some of these things, I mean, I probably should just go through the list, but there are things that affect, especially when Walter's here with his influence of what's real and what isn't real and what works and what doesn't work. I'm sort of persuaded to pay some attention to some of the stuff and not much to other things that are on the list. So officially at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the usual glunk on NFL and the preseason games and blah, 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 blah. Aretha passing is number 9. The problem with the Turkish lira, who gives a rat's behind, number 8.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That number 7. The bridge collapse in Italy. I think the more important story is the story of the teenager who pushed her friend off the bridge. If you're going to do a story on bridges, that one has more, I think, I don't want to say sex appeal.
I love that we're still calling her the friend who pushed her off the
bridge. The person, right.
Why are we still saying this girl is her friend?
That's a good
point. She fell 60 feet.
And lived.
She's lucky she lived, yeah.
She lived.
I don't think she's still calling her friend.
Probably not. Governor Cuomo.
Story,
what's that, Walter?
There are two huge stories that are not on that list. Would you like me to say them?
Of course. I knew you would come to our rescue when it was when things aren't included in the list. You've always got.
How do you know the list isn't over yet?
Up your sleeve. But yeah, let me finish the list, then you can add your two. You can.
All right,
do
you finish the list.
They might still be on there.
And 10B. All right, number 6 is Cuomo. Manafort in that trial, who cares about that? Number 5, the Pennsylvania priest. That's something that I find to be extraordinarily important. The sexual abuse scandal, how many of them are involved still after all these years? Good God. Primaries, number 3, the investigation, the Russia investigation. Does this ever stop? No. Number 1 is Omarosa. I always say Omarosa, it's Omarosa. So, all right, that's the list of the top 10. Walter, you have 10A and 10B?
10A and 10B.
Help yourself.
Angelina Jolie received $9 million from Brad Pitt to buy a house. And now she's saying she isn't getting meaningful child support. Number 1, they're not divorced yet. They have not come to a financial settlement yet. He has not wavered on paying her. But he gave her $9 million to buy a house. Now, it seems to me that if Angelina felt she needed more child support, all she needed to do was, like, buy a $5 million house, and then she'd have $4 million left over for
Well,
Kroger's.
Wait a minute. Why does she need a loan? Why does Angelina Jolie, who was once the highest-paid actress in the planet, why is she needing a loan for her
husband? Wasn't she on the list of the highest paid this past year?
She makes more than he does.
Yeah.
She got $9 million. $8 million of it went to the house, and $1.3 million went to child care and child support. So, but why does she need an $8 million house loan? Can't she get a mortgage? Like, I don't get that.
That's the disgusting part, and Rich is absolutely right, which is that she probably has more money than he does because she's been supported by men for a long time. She gets $100,000 a speech. She probably gets as much or more per movie, and she's made far more movies.
She's married, much a deadbeat. She hasn't been supported by men. She's earned a lot more. She has earned, but she's had two or three
more than any man she's ever been with.
Yes, absolutely, hands down. She's had two or three movies that hit the $1 billion mark.
Right, he should be looking for spousal support.
So, plus the hypocrisy of her going around the world saying women empowerment, women autonomy, women should be in charge. The minute she hits divorce court, oh, where's my man?
Well, but she's entitled to... They have six children together. She's entitled to have child support.
All right, what's 10B?
To pay that.
You got 30 seconds for 10B.
Ashley Benson and Cara Delevingne.
No one even knows who they are, Walter.
Making out in public... airports.
But why does lesbianism, like, why is that news?
It's not news, it's ratings.
All right.
Okay.
All right, where are we? It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News Headlines, I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that'll make it king comfortable. Powered by a 450 horsepower twin turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this was burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders, they're just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America's about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former CIA Director John Brennan says he might take legal action after his security clearance was revoked by President Trump last week. And another former intelligence officer weighed in on the matter, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Former Intelligence Director James Clapper said on CNN's State of the Union he does believe Brennan lost his security clearance because he spoke out against Trump.
Now, John is sort of like a freight train, and he's going to say what's on his mind.
Clapper is saying Brennan's attacks on the president may have crossed a line. Clapper has been threatened with his security clearance being revoked as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president said he revoked the clearance because Brennan made unfounded remarks about the administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and Walter Sterling, Westwood One talk host. He's on the air on the weekends.
Superstar.
Don't get far. Okay, so let's talk about something. Walter is quoted this week in one of the trades as an expert in radio, talk radio especially. That's why he's here to help us with all of that. He focuses on podcasting. And I think that it's time that we spend a little bit of we have cachet here. And so we talk about the issues. We also talk about the business of talk radio, and what is this thing we call podcasting. You heard me say a few minutes ago, you can get the essence of what's going on in the Talk Radio Countdown show. You go to that website, Talk Radio Countdown show, you get the podcast, which is archived every week. There are 500,000 people doing podcasts. My God. Richie, how many podcasts? Rich is in charge of operations at our originating network, Radio America. How many podcasts do you do just with the people that work there? And how many people are you podcasting that have nothing to do with anything you actually put on the air?
We have a couple of dozen podcasts here. And we probably have half a dozen podcasts that don't actually air on terrestrial radio stations.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Walter, a year or so ago, you were heard to have said that podcasting was a waste of time and nobody will ever make any money. at podcasting. So how has
that changed?
A year
ago, he was right.
A year ago, he was right. Okay. So now, what's changed and why do people pay attention, considering that more people than ever are listening to the radio? I guess, is it this people have more time on their hands and they listen to all forms, the radio, there's the podcast? What? Well, how do we shake this out?
I believe that overall, to produce a podcast on a regular basis is a waste of time. And if it's original content, if it's just a podcast, it's a waste of time. There are the other type of podcast is where you take your show and edit it and turn it into a on-demand form in a podcast. Okay, that's very nice. But as a business, it's not there yet, and I don't think it's going to be there for a long time. The other part of it is there was just a convention about podcasting, and everybody in radio got into a big frenzy about podcasting, and, oh, my gosh, we have to invest in podcasting. I'm like, well, you have these federally regulated signals that, and over half the radio stations in America lose money. I know. Let's put out more content and make it even harder to buy. I don't think it's there yet. I think it's cute. And for the 500,000 podcasts that are up on iTunes, about 499,000 of them are one or two episodes, and then somebody gives up. It's not there yet. And the other thing to remember about podcasting and any new media is that it took until 1970 for all three television networks, original television networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, to turn a profit till 1970.
And they originated, they were sort of originated in the 30s. They didn't really get started till after World War II. But that's still 30 years.
He's right. He's right in that it's taken a long time. Podcasting and radio has struggled to be able to monetize podcasting. And only in the past couple of years has it gotten to the point where you can start making money with podcasting. And one of the challenges is the measurement of who's actually listening.
Yep.
And in fact, just this year, the IAB, the International Advertising Bureau, is changing their method of how they count when you listen. So previous to this, if you were to listen to the DJV podcast for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then go cook dinner, and then come back and start listening again, that would count as two listens. And then finally they said, well, wait a minute, this doesn't really work. So now we have to say, okay, if you listen two times within a 24-hour period, that's still only one listen. So now everybody's numbers are just taking a hit right now. So before you were getting 10,000 listens per episode, now you're getting 5,000 listens per episode. So it's kind of a moving target as to how to measure your audience and then what that measurement is worth to the advertisers, and that's the challenge.
Right, so there's a focus on that, but that was also true of online video. Do we count if you watch 1 second, 10 seconds, all the way through, if you start, stop? Okay, but guess what? It's still true of radio and TV. Do we sell total audience, average quarter hour audience, time spent listening, tallow count? What do we sell? And, and it's an endless discussion.
With digital, you can actually measure that. And in TV, it was so hard that you can't measure how long they listen.
Measuring is nonsense. It has never been
That's the attraction to digital. The digital, they can tell whether you listen to 8 minutes, 12 minutes, or 15 minutes.
Well, they can't.
They can count the impressions, and now we're getting into the weeds.
This is right, so in the weeds, you guys.
Right. Well, let me get out of the weeds. The difference between the difference between digital measurement and radio measurement is that it's easy to commit fraud in digital measurement. Now, I have to bring up one other thing that's more important. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead. You might as well help yourself.
All right. By far the most important thing that's happened to me in the past 2 weeks is I get a note from Victoria. And I said, well, how do you think it's doing? How do you think my participation on the show is? I'm looking for a cheap compliment. And she writes back, oh, I think it's great. When you're on, I have to talk less.
It's true.
She's got a point.
That's because nobody gets a word in edgewise.
Right.
And that's been a fault of mine, apparently, over the years, that people said to me, well, why do you have all these people on the air with you?
You're like, I need a break. It's been 7 hours of radio already.
Michael Harrison, the editor-in-chief at Talkers Magazine, who kind of came up with the concept for the show, always tells Doug, I love being on with you. You answer your own questions.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is sit here.
Perfection personified. Yeah. Although we have the last laugh. I've been on the air for successfully and continually. I guess I don't know how you measure success, but I've been on the air continually for 53 years. Walter, you have not quite that much under your belt, but you're getting there. And so when you get to that point, Richie, and Victoria, you get to that point, come back and report to me, will you please? Or we'll probably all still be doing this.
You'll still be doing this.
Anyway, one way or the other.
Cryogenics will kick in and you'll be frozen and then you'll still be doing it.
The only thing that won't get frozen is my brain and my mouth. All right, so let's keep it now, as Casey Kasem said, on with the countdown. So number four is this reality check in Pennsylvania. 300 priests have been accused of sexual abuse. This is how many years after the first revelation of this thing happening? This has been going on for decades, apparently centuries, or as long as the Catholic Church has been around. But the perversion of the news media and the... You remember that movie Spotlight that was out, I think, 3 years ago? Didn't it win a... Yeah, I think it won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year, which was all about the scandal in Boston. What the hell's going on? Why is this still a problem? I have great regard for the Pope as a leader, but is he falling into the same pea soup that everybody else has with regard to this? I thought he was going to clean it up. He's been there 3 years. Why isn't it cleaned up?
That's a good question.
I think this is these events and cases are stuff from back in the 50s and 60s. And they're just now coming to light. I don't think it's recent abuse.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know what all that
means. Well, it was interesting because there's been a lot of pressure on the Pope to what's he going to say about this whole scandal in Pennsylvania. So the Vatican actually on Thursday, they did issue a statement. It doesn't say a lot, but the spokesperson for the director of the Vatican's press office said regarding the report made public in Pennsylvania this week, there are two words that can express the feelings faced with these horrible crimes, shame and sorrow. And that's pretty much all he said.
Yeah, does that statement means
and
nothing
then
and does nothing.
Added obviously the Holy See, which I've never heard that term before. I guess that's
what
the
they
Pope.
Refer to the Vatican and the Pope. Yep.
Treats with great seriousness the work of the investigating grand jury of Pennsylvania. The Holy See condemns unequivocally the sexual abuse of minors.
Okay, right, I know
so
the religious
thanks again
background.
For saying nothing.
everybody here except you, Walter. I don't know anything about your religious background, even though I know you well. I don't know anything. Have you been?
I suffered through 8 years of catechism. My father went through Catholic schools and Seton Hall, and from that he concluded that his children would never go to Catholic school, and I have thanked him on a regular basis for this.
So did you go to the Catholic Church? You didn't go to Catholic school. Did you go to Catholic Church?
Yeah, I went to Catholic Church, but the volume of complaints about this has led me to wonder if one of the primary reasons, based on the volume of priests involved, that one of the primary reasons that people are attracted to the priesthood is pedophilia.
Right.
Great.
That's what I think too. Yeah.
Who needs? Yeah. 44 past the hour. We'll deal with Omarosa in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, let's deal with what's inside of you that ought not to be there and how you clean it out. Yes, there are lots of things. What do we have this week? The story of the cereals, Victoria, that are loaded with all
even
of
the quote-unquote organic labeled cereals still having Roundup and glyphosate and all this stuff from Monsanto.
The toxins that you don't even know are in your body from food you don't even know has toxins is something that you got to deal with. And the best way to deal with it is by having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. That's what it does. It'll change your life forever. Game changer. I've started drinking it. Victoria started drinking it. Every day we have a cup while we're on the air. It cleans you out. It's like the plumbing getting clean. Roto-Rooter visits your system gently, though. It makes you go, literally. Cleans all the gas, the bacteria, the barium, the aluminum, whatever you've got in your body you don't know you have there. Get it out now with Life Change Tea, which you can get, by the way, going to getthetea.com is the way to order it because you can't get it in the grocery store or the food store. Getthetea.com. Get Life Change Tea and change the chi of your body. That was a Freudian slip, but actually it is a way to change your chi, your energy. Life Change Tea. Get it at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and you'll get it shipped to you free. GetTheTea.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, in the same day, thousands of dogs in shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paul Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
All right, so here we are with the final moments with Walter Sterling and Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden on our talk radio review. Omarosa and her book and all the notoriety. What do we get out of all of this? Nothing, apparently.
I think that's your answer.
I think number one this week is the focus on her and her ability to get the attention focused on her when she has absolutely nothing to say. She's a waste. She's been a waste ever since she first showed up in prominence. She's one of these people like the Kardashians that have nothing, and yet they make something out of nothing. I gotta guess respect it. She's gonna make a lot of money selling this book, and you know, who knows what else.
The only thing that I found interesting at all about any of this was that Trump genuinely didn't know she had been fired, and I thought that was really weird. And he didn't, you know, and that was odd. He didn't know that Kelly had fired her. Even she said to Kelly in the tape, you know, is President Trump aware of this? And Kelly wouldn't even answer her because he knew. I don't know. Like, it makes you think like, who's really running
Kelly
this?
Kelly was brought in to fix the leak. And I think he thought she was one of the leaks.
Probably
but
was.
Why wouldn't Trump know that she was being fired?
I think Bannon was actually the leak.
Yeah. I think Bannon was. But why wouldn't Trump know that she was getting fired?
Because he probably just told Kelly, take care of it. And Kelly took care of it and then was going to report back to him.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria, Richie, Walter, Doug, on the Talk Radio Review of the week of August 13th to 17th.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Past the hour, world becomes better when you know what's going on. And I will tell you, Victoria Keelan is a great help when it comes to knowing what's going on in the world of technology. We're here, as we do at the end of the week, every week, to count down from number 5 to number 1, top technology stories of the week. So we start with number 5 and a focus on Sprint with some news.
Yes, well, you're going to be hearing a lot about the 5G network. That's going to be the big buzz that's going to be coming up by the end of this year and certainly into 2019. Sprint is already getting ready for the 5G future. They've partnered with LG to bring what they say will be the first 5G smartphone to the U.S. capable of tapping into the faster next-gen cellular network. The device doesn't have a name yet or a price or even a firm release date, but they are very excited about it and they're already talking. They say it will be released in the first half of 2019, and Verizon's also working on a rival cell phone to the Sprint thing, but I think Sprint actually is going to get it out to the market first. And so Sprint has also promised that its new 5G network will be capable of full-length HD movie downloads in seconds instead of minutes, and the ability to play video games without any delays, hiccups, or lag time. And so Sprint's going to launch the 5G network in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, L.A., New York City, Phoenix, and Washington next year before it expands to other parts of the country. But, again, 5G is going to be the big buzz of 2019.
The big buzz. All right, number 4 is a focus on Microsoft and Amazon as they come together.
Mm-hmm. A year after... Yes, a year after Microsoft and Amazon first announced that they were going to work on their personal digital assistants actually being able to commingle, they now have done it. And so if you have Microsoft's assistant is called Cortana and Amazon's assistant is Alexa. Alexa is obviously a lot more popular than Cortana, but now the two of them are interchangeable. So if you have an Amazon device, you can use Cortana, and if you have a Microsoft device and you want to use Alexa for stuff, you can actually use them both interchangeably. tangibly. Apple Siri is still the most widely used personal assistant because they have 1.3 billion iPhone customers in the universe. However, that actually is really still fewer than the number of Android users around the world. So by having Cortana and Alexa team up, they might actually be able to topple Siri. So we'll see how that goes.
Wow. All right, number three, Google, these bums.
Yeah, turning off location settings are actually not stopping all of your Google apps from tracking you where you go and your location. According to a new expose, a lot of Google services still log the user's location even when they have certain privacy settings turned on. Now, Google says users can control what information they track by turning the location history off. Okay, so we all know that part. However, this new expose says that Google apps are still tracking where you are even after you turn off the location history. So you have to do a second thing. It's a second setting called web and app activity. Nobody knows about this, so you're going to have to dig a little deep on your Android phone. Now, if you're using Google apps like Google Maps or Google Gmail on your iPhone, same thing has to happen. They're still tracking you even if you have location services off. So you're going to have to do an extra layer and to really ensure your privacy.
All right. Number two. Hackers of the world, unite.
Well, yeah. This is one of those stories this week that is just is a head-scratcher. The safety of our election systems didn't exactly earn a vote of confidence earlier, or this is actually from last weekend's DEF CON, which is a hacking conference in Las Vegas. One of the sessions, they have lots of challenges for the hackers to do. One of the sessions featured an 11-year-old who successfully hacked into a replica website for the Florida Secretary of State and changed the election results. An 11-year-old did this.
Great.
And it only took this hacker 10 minutes to do it. So the trial took place in the DEF CON voting machine hacking village. According to PBS reports, kids as young as 8 years old are attempting to hack into the voting machines and change the election results. And so that's, you know, maybe another reason why we need to go back to paper.
Yep, there you go. Okay, certainly not to do voting on the internet. Oy. All right, number one this week is the info on that blue light from your phone. Listen carefully to this.
This was not the biggest story in terms of how many headlines it got, but this, to me, is the most important story of the week. The blue light that comes out of your smartphone and your tablet is actually changing the cells in our eyes that can accelerate blindness, according to a new study. Researchers from the University of Toledo studied the impact of blue light and found that the blue light triggers toxic reactions in the retinal molecules that sense light and signal the brain. When you reach your 50s or 60s, you can actually have macular degeneration. You can start to go blind, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it. Right. So get your safety goggles on every time you're looking at a screen with blue light.
Information is king. You're in charge. We're hoping to improve your life with our info here. 59 past the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.